Right this way, ma'am. Lockdown's on the other side of this cafeteria here. So, just stick close to me. Anybody look at you strange, you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold. Hey! Y'all just shut the hell up. You want a 115 being locked down all week? Yeah, that's what I thought. Right this way, ma'am. It's right this way. Welcome to Death Row. This is the last stop for all the scum of the earth. These people ain't worth a damn in here. Oh, and here's your guys' vacation spot right here. Step right in.
By myself?
Nah, don't worry about it. We always keep change on these Death Row boys. And plus, I'll be right outside there.
Mr. Nate Dogg? May I call you Nate? I just want to ask you a few questions. Do you mind if I record this conversation?
No, I don't mind at all.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I'm a pretty big fan of yours, and I've been following your career since you were sentenced to death row.
Right.
And I've noticed a lot of people starting to jump on that G-Funk bandwagon, proclaiming to be from the G-Funk generation. How would you like to address that?
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do to eat.
Nate, I hope no offense is taken by this next statement, but it doesn't look like you'll be around for much longer. And in my opinion, when you're gone, it's going to be very difficult to ever get the true definition of G-Funk. So, as a last request, for the millions of people who love and respect your music, could you please give us the true definition of G-Funk?